6:06 a.m., broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. A news-filled day. It is Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022. You can see our big stories at Tennessee Star, TennesseeStar.com. Of course, the Supreme Court leaked decision on the draft opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade. That's big news. It is Election Day. Primary election day here for local offices throughout Middle Tennessee, Williamson County in particular. In studio with us, a very dangerous person, a very dangerous mom, a mom for liberty. Robin Steeman, you put together a group called Williamson Families Pack. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Michael.
You know, if you read the New York Times, you are just like, you know, you personally are the threat to the Republic, right?
I am. I've also been called a domestic terrorist before, but who's
counting? My goodness. So I think all you're just trying to do, from what I can read here, is to give Williamson County School students an environment where they're not filled with propaganda and not forced to wear masks. Is it that simple, or is there something more devious and complex behind what you're trying to do at Williamson Family Pack?
It is that simple. It really is. We started with Moms for Liberty. We found a toxic curriculum. We found an ideological agenda in our schools, and we exhausted every civic avenue for change. We brought up our concerns to the school board, to the county commission, to our state legislators, and even the governor. And every time we were met with a brick wall. So therefore, it's
Why are they not listening to the people? Why? Let's start with the Williamson County School Board and Superintendent Jason Golden. They seem to be disdainful of anything that you or the Moms for Liberty or Williamson Family Pack says.
Williamson families, we have a positive message. You know, our message is, especially in the spring season, is of new growth. You know, old growth requires, you know, it's a beautiful and necessary thing to have new growth in Williamson County, to have new leadership, to have some turnover. But the establishment, the entrenched incumbents, man, they've gone very negative, accusing us of everything from being right-wing extremists to wanting to burn it down to wanting to play nice.
So let's just clear. I mean, you're an Air Force veteran, right?
I am.
And you served our country for how long? 7 years? How long were you in the
11 years.
11 years. What was your ending rank there?
I left as a major.
You were a major in the Air Force?
I was.
Okay, that's pretty big deal. I didn't know you were a major. What were your responsibilities there?
I was a B-1 pilot. I was an aircraft commander and an instructor pilot at the time that I left. So that was my whole job, was to fly
missions.
You were
a B-1 pilot in the Air Force.
Correct, the B-1 bomber. And for those that aren't familiar with the B-1, we get confused with the B-2 all the time. But we're the swept wing bomber with the four afterburners in the back. So
when did you retire from the Air Force?
In 2013.
2013. What prompted your retirement?
To become a mom.
Ah, how old
are your family?
How old are your kids?
7, 5, and 19 months.
Well, there you go. There you go. And when did you move here to Williamson County?
4 years ago.
4 years ago. Well, it would seem to me that 11 years of service in the Air Force as a major, flying B-1 bombers, that this is what I would call sort of an American mom, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, my old job, my oath, was to support and defend the Constitution mm-hmm. of the United States. And when I separated from the Air Force and I hung up my flight suit, I thought that portion of my life was over.
It was just beginning.
And here I am. I see a different way. I feel called to support and defend Williamson County.
I'm just curious, with that stellar background that you have, why the Williamson County School Board and Jason Golden, the superintendent, why does he ignore you? Why do they ignore what you're saying?
They have the ear of, well, the left has their ear primarily, and they are just, Williamson Countyans, we have become comfortable in this idea that we're a conservative county and that we're pretty safe.
1 minute.
And we've elected school board members and county commissioners and all mm-hmm. the way up and down the spectrum, thinking that, oh, this is a Republican county, voting for the Republicans on the ballot, we're going to be good. And that's not always the case. And now it's time to be awake and to understand who the true conservatives are, because the stakes are high. So when we elect the the wrong people to the school board, and then we come into a when we really need them to act and they don't. That's the price that we pay.
So I'll tell you what, when we come back, you've made some recommendations. There are 12 school board members. Six of the districts are up in this primary. Primary day today, election day today. And then there are 12 county commission districts, two from each district. When we come back, we'll talk about what Williamson Family PACS is recommending in that race. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.